Up and Happy Television proudly presents...
A musical carol!
Part 1.
It is the day before Christmas, and all through the weirdery, not a creature was stirring, apart from Dr. Strangelove, who is desperately trying to bat out a popular number one song for Christmas, which is difficult because he hates it.
Snow is falling all around. Children playing, having No. That's been done before. Bah, it's hopeless. I can't write a new Christmas number one. I've lost my songwriting talent completely. Long gone are the days where I could knock 'em out 26 at a time and still have enough time to make the odd scratchy black and white movie. If only there was somebody who could help me.
Ebenezer Strangelove. Ebenezer Strangelove.
That is I. Whereabouts are you?
I'm lying in the bed next to you, Ebenezer Strangelove.
What the devil? Who are you?
It is I, your partner, Professor Happy Hat.
Bah! You can't be! Happy Hat's dead!
Oh, I've regenerated!
Bah! I've heard enough nonsense for one day. I want to go sleepy bobos.
No, really, really, I was dead, but now I'm once again alive, very much alive. And I've come to warn you, Ebenezer Strangelove, that your life is in grave danger. Very, very grave danger.
Bah!
Oh, I'm afraid you're turning into a sheep.
Bah! I am not! And I've had enough of your woolly-minded levity. Get out! Get out of my bedroom!
Okay, I'll go and wait downstairs in the kitchen.
Get out!
Wait, do the phrases miserly git and washed-up old has-been mean anything to you?
Let me think. Did they ever get to number one in the Christmas charts?
No, I'm talking about you. Now, come on. I thought you said you wanted help.
All right. I do. I do need help. More than I've ever needed help before. I want to write a Christmas number one so badly.
Don't worry. You already have. Remember your last attempt?
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. Just like the ones I used to know.
That's going to be number one.
No, but you really did write it badly.
Okay. You've got me convinced. You are Professor Happy Hat. But what can you do to help me?
Oh, you're forgetting. I can see everything. I can see throughout all of time and space.
I see.
I have a portaloo, a time ship that sails the seas of time. With it, we can sail forwards into the future and steal a song from somebody else.
Oh, I get it. Then, when we get back to today, I can pretend that I wrote it.
Exactly. Bear in mind, though, that I don't normally do this kind of thing. It's usually haunting and woo-woo affairs, that kind of thing, you know?
Don't worry, you're doing fine. Now, show me the portaloo.
Here we are, my time machine, Diddly Squat.
What's Diddly Squat?
That's the name of my Portaloo time ship, because it's perfect for doing either diddlies or squatsies.
I take it that's not very big inside.
No, it's not. In fact, it's smaller on the inside.
Ooh, that's not great.
Excuse me, do you mind not pinching my catchphrases?
No, push off.
Well, you spare us a tenner.
No, but here's a 20p off voucher on your next tin of creamed asparagus. Go easily, won't you?
I shall have to. Excuse me.
Come on, who was that scruffy little urchin?
I think that was Tiny Ollie. He's the son of that good-for-nothing litwit that works for me. What was his name now?
Big Ollie?
No, Cratchit. Lee Cratchit. I see what you mean about the dimensions inside being smaller.
I blame the BBC.
What?
No reason, I just do. Now then, to set the clock to 10 years into the future, let us see what December 2020 has to offer us in the way of music. we've arrived.
That didn't take long.
What is time to a time machine, Ebenezer?
Well, everything, I should imagine.
Hark, do you hear that?
I remember that sound. Yes, it's coming back to me. It's very familiar. It's music!
Oh, very good, very good, very good. See, I knew you'd remember it if you really put your mind to it.
Wait, I want that tune. That's so catchy.
It's Christmas time. It's time to be stupid. What kind of whacked-out crazy people would be singing a song as goofy as that?
I don't know. Let's see. Look, it's coming from that building.
WCR Towers. That sounds familiar.
Come on, everybody, let's sing the Christmas stupid song again.
Very good, Tiny Pop. After all, Christmas is the time to be stupid, is it not?
It's Christmas time, it's time to be stupid. It's Christmas time, it's time to be mad.
Aha! Oh, that's not great.
Shush, Tiny Ollie, we have guests.
Indeed, we do have guests, young old Lee Cratchit. Do you realise who I am?
Well, now, you're arriving at Christmas time, probably delivering presents. You're wearing a shocking jumper that's painful on the eyes, so you must be... Oh, Noel Edmonds!
Dale!
Silence, poor peasanty people, for I am not this Noel Edmonds of which you speak. I am, in fact, the one, the only Ebenezer Strangeglove!
Who?
No, Dale.
No, I remember who you are now. You're the guy who wrote that song for us. What was it?
Well, we've just been singing it.
Oh, yes. It's Christmas time. It's time to be stupid.
That's the one. That's the song I want.
What?
My friend Ebenezer Strangeglove is very particular about what song he steals. I mean, creates. And plus, he's extremely busy, what with it being near Christmas and all that. So if you could just find your way clear of handing me the words and music, then we can be on our merry way.
Oh, well, you better speak to him yourself. He's in the back room.
He's what?
Of course, he's bound to be the you from the future, isn't he? You know, 10 years on.
Wait, you mean to say that I'm actually going to meet me? Wow, my bottom lip has gone all quivery.
Come on, let's go and meet yourself.
Hello, what do you want?
We've come to steal your song.
What?
Tell him, Ebenezer.
I can't talk. I'm so much in awe of seeing myself in the future. It's all so unreal.
Look, can you all please get on with it? I'm so very busy. I just feel like shooting you all with my Doberman gun. What?
Look, we've already told you. We want your song.
Why?
Because we're both from the past and we want to rip you off by pretending that we came up with it first.
Wait. What you're trying to say is that you want to steal a song off yourself?
Yes.
Hey, it's a win-win situation. Your past self gets all the glory without having to use his brain for once, and you, well, you get the same, but much, much earlier, because he is you.
It's the ultimate rip-off, and nobody can sue because nobody would want to.
Let me think about it. I've thought about it. The answer is yes. Here is the sheet music with the words to my amazing Christmas number one on it. Take it, and by all means, make me a rich man 10 years ago. Hey, great! Thanks, future me! You're a diamond.
Yes, and just as highly polished. That'll be 20,000 euros, please.
20,000? We don't carry that kind of money around with us.
Just give us your trousers, then. It's the same difference.
I don't get it. Trousers are more expensive in the future.
No, but it's worth it for the laugh. Woohoo! Look at the knees!
Knees!
Right, here we are. We've landed back in England 2010.
Yes, and without our trousers. I only hope that we don't get arrested.
No, don't worry, Dr. S. I've got the perfect solution. Whilst future you wasn't looking, I swiped a bottle of these pills.
Instant trousers in a pill? Well, I'll try one now.
No, don't swallow it. You'll have trousers growing in the inside of your mouth.
Now you tell me. Oh.
to be continued.